Did you know, in Gaza, 59% of the fathers suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, along with 75% of the mothers and 92% of the children. 80% of the families in Gaza currently rely on food aid. Did you know, 70% of the families in Gaza live on $3 or less every day. 280 schools and kindergartens destroyed. Concrete, cement, steel, and glass is not allowed in by Israel, thus preventing the tens of thousands of homes that were destroyed during the Gaza War to be repaired or rebuilt. Did you know 95% of Gaza's industrial operations are suspended due to the ban on imported raw materials and the block of exports? As a result of fuel and electricity restrictions, the Gazan hospitals are experiencing power cuts lasting between 8 and 12 hours every day. Did you know 90% of the people suffer from power cuts? The rest don't get any electricity at all. 32,000 people have no running water. 100,000 or so get water once every 2 or 3 days. 80% of the water supply in Gaza does not meet the World Health Organization's standards for drinking. Did you know the infant mortality rate is 18.5%? Half the population in Gaza are under 16, and there are 1.5 million people on a piece of land 25 miles long and 7 miles wide. Did you know boycotting Israeli products can single-handedly end the siege on Gaza by economic pressure? Well, it can, and that is the way you can help. The following is a list of Israeli products that you could easily boycott to help lift the siege on Gaza.
Coca-Cola is a staunch supporter of Israel. In 2009, Coca-Cola hosted a special reception at the Coca-Cola World headquarters to honor Ben Eliezer, a wanted war criminal. During the Six-Day War, his unit was responsible for the execution of over 300 Egyptian POWs. He also served as defense minister, presiding over the massacre at Jenin. Coca-Cola's list of crimes are so extensive, it would take over 3 hours to play them all. Starbucks, Howard Schultz, does extensive work as a propagandist for Israel. He was honored by the butcher of Jenin, General Shaul Mofez. McDonald's has 160 restaurants in Israel. Nestle has 9 factories in Israel. Intel is one of the biggest supporters of Israel. Also, IBM and Motorola, all three, have built facilities on stolen Palestinian land. Motorola provides the radios the Israeli war criminals use when killing Palestinians. And Home Depot is a huge Israel fister as well.